Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents this week here on blogtalkradio.com. We are a featured show here on blogtalkradio.com, so we want to thank everybody for tuning in to us each and every week here on BGE Radio. We also want to thank the good friends at Radio Inc. Magazine. They have nominated us for a Radio Marketing Award, which I'm sure ticks off a lot of people in the mainstream radio world when they see my name attached to a potential award. We've got a great guest with us today. I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself, and we're going to talk a little bit about why he's here. Go ahead and jump in there, my friend. Give us a brief introduction on yourself.
Hey, Jiggy. Welcome, man. I'm glad that I'm here on your wonderful show. My name is Ray Ibarra, and I am the author of an upcoming multimedia book, Conversations with Shark Tank Winners, How the Shark Tank Effect Dramatically Increased Sales, Exposure, and More for these successful entrepreneurs. And it's a multimedia book, as I said, about featuring the entrepreneurs who have gone on the hit ABC TV show Shark Tank.
Now, why did you decide to write this book? This is such a cool idea.
Well, I decided it. You know, it came about, James. It was an inspiration, actually. You know, a lot of people watch the show. I'm a big fan of it. There's about 7 million people across the United States, and even more millions around the world. And I just love the show. I mean, for the value of it, for what you learn, watching the entrepreneurs go on the show and interact with these multimillionaires and billionaires. And one Saturday morning, after the show. You know, I host my own podcast and online television show, so I was going to call up one of the entrepreneurs for an interview. And just out of nowhere, an inspiration came. Why don't you write a book on this, or why don't you produce a multimedia book? I'm really not an author. I'm more of a talk show host like yourself. So I wrote down a few of the titles on a business card. And I looked them up online and went to the United States Copyright website, looked for content, see if anybody else had the idea, and nobody did. And then I went to a search for domain names, and nobody had that, so I registered them right away. And the rest has been it's just been flowing. So I got the idea just on the spur of a moment, and I said, why don't I produce this multimedia book, because it's a subject that everybody is fascinated by.
We've got a tremendous guest with us this week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents. It is the amazing, amazing Ray Ibarra, and he's with us today here on the big broadcast. He produced a multimedia book. It's due out in the first quarter here of 2013, Conversations with Shark Tank Winners, How the Shark Tank Effect Dramatically Increased Sales, Exposure, and More for these Successful Entrepreneurs. This is a great book. This features entrepreneurs from the hit ABC TV reality show and explores what the entrepreneurs did to get on the show, the audition process, how the Shark Tank effect has dramatically changed their business model, and more. First of all, how did you get in touch with all these damn people? that is the thing, because I know, like with reality shows, a lot of times they lock these people under contracts and they are not talking to anybody about nothing.
Yeah, you know, well, as a member of the media, and you're doing just a fantastic job, James. You know, we know some of the tricks of the trade here, and it really wasn't that difficult. I actually interviewed Barbara Corcoran and Robert Herjavec for an online magazine that I was doing some work for, a featured cover story. And so I happened to know some people in the industry, but it wasn't really that difficult. You know, I called up the entrepreneurs. I went to the websites and called them up personally and told them what I was doing. And they emphatically said, yes, I want to be a part of this. This is a very exciting project. And the only other thing I had to do was contact their PR people who are affiliated with the show on ABC just to get their permission. And they all granted me enthusiastically and granted me permission, because it's more exposure for them. And in this multimedia format, I'm going to make it available for everybody who has an iPhone, an Android phone, a tablet, an iTablet. So, you know, why not? I mean, why not be a participant in this project? And I already have other entrepreneurs that are finding out. I'm spreading the word now with this on this book tour that I started and on social media. And other entrepreneurs from the show are already asking me, hey, are you going to do another two book, a follow-up to this? Because I want to be a part of this. So the response has been absolutely phenomenal. It's just been crazy.
We've got a great guest list today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Ray Ibarra joins us. He has got a tremendous, tremendous book. It's called Conversations with Shark Tank Winners, How the Shark Tank Effect Dramatically Increased Sales, Exposure, and More, and for these successful entrepreneurs. Now, you got in touch with him. You got him involved with the book. What did the entrepreneurs, what were some of the things they did to get on this show?
Oh, that's a great question, and it varies. I mean, one of the entrepreneurs, Hannah and Mark Lim, they created the product Lala Cup, and they went on to secure a deal with Mark Cuban and Robert Herjavec. They came in studio to do an interview in studio as well for the bonus video section of the book, and they brought along some photos, and it's very interesting because I'm going to add these into the book, but one of the photos was Hannah Lim was waiting in line, a huge line out here for a casting call in Los Angeles. And I asked them, I said, how long did you wait in line and how many people were in line for the casting call? And they said, we waited in line about 7, 8, 9 hours. And there was probably about 1,000 people in line, and we were like right in the middle of the line, and it's very extensive. This photo reveals it all. They say a photo is worth 1,000 words, and that's just one of the entrepreneurs. Another entrepreneur, Barbara Lampanelli, actually she went on to secure a deal with Lori Grenier, the queen of QVC, and Barbara is she developed a product called Nail Pack. It's an ingenious a system to paint your nails, to take care of your nails, you know, for women. And she actually applied for season one of the show, and she just got on this last season. So it varies. It varies from entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Some answer the casting call. Some go through auditions strictly online. But one thing that Brandon Mars, the developer of Mars Sprays, which is taking off like crazy, he told me, Ray, this is absolutely a grueling, grueling process to audition, to get your tape submitted. You get callbacks or emails, and then you get a call from other producers. If they like you, more rounds of auditions, and then if they like you, they whittle it down even more, and then they fly you in for more talks with producers, and then if you survive that cut, then they teach you and coach you how to be entertaining for your presentation. And even if you film your segment, James, even if you film it, there's no guarantee that it's going to get on. The only way you're going to know is when you see your segment live, on the show. That's when you know that your segment has been accepted. So out of, I believe, 36,000 applicants last year, I think only 40 of the entrepreneurs made deals. 100 were accepted and 40 made deals.
This is an amazing process. We've got Ray Ibarra joining us today here on the big broadcast, and Ray has a great book he produced. It's called Conversations with Shark Tank Winners, How the Shark Tank Effect Dramatically Increased Sales, Exposure, and More for these successful entrepreneurs. He joins us this week here on BGE Presents here on Blog Talk Radio. This is such a cool, cool book, my man. I'm amazed by this. The show, I'd always heard about the show. I never really knew what the heck this show was, and there was one time I was, honest to God's truth, I was editing some video, and it happened to come on ABC, and I was watching it, and I'm like, holy shnikes. I like this show. I'm looking at this going, well, of course, you know, Mark Cuban, he's on everything, so he's there. And I'm looking at all these things, and they're like, well, the guy who created FUBU's on there. And I'm like, where'd they dig him up at? And there's all these different people on this show. And talk to me a little bit about with this book. The audition process is, I'm sure, very extensive because much like when Billy Mays was alive, how people wanted him to come out and pitch their products. Or
right.
I remember, and I don't know, you might not remember this, I think I'm the only one that actually ever watched this show and thought it was a real show, but there was an infomercial about, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago called Amazing Discoveries, and they had all sorts of different people on there, you know, Tony Little, Big Brother Jake, all these guys ended up having all these different products, and it basically was a shill show for entrepreneurs. But what is the audition process like for this? Because this is basically a legitimate version of an infomercial, essentially.
Yeah, that's a great statement and a wonderful observation. You know, this audition process for this, I mean, I'll answer it this way. You know, online, there's in a lot of the online groups, Shark Tank groups, a lot of the entrepreneurs online that follow the show or people that are talking on through the buzz on social media, they want to know if the show is for real. I always get that question: is the show for real? I mean, it's a reality show, and of course it's entertainment, but it's a reality show. And yes, the show definitely is real. It is a real show with real entrepreneurs and real business people, sharks that make real deals. So, you know, the audition process is a big part of it, and this is something that, you know, that I always hear online, Jiggy, this, that, you know, I've got a great product, entrepreneurs, I've got a great product, I need to pitch it to Shark Tank, and like it's that easy to get on the show.
That's right. It's kind of like the process of becoming a professional wrestler. I've just got to move to Florida and start an FCW. That's all I need to do. It's the same thing, you know. I want to get into baseball. All I need to do is just go start up with my local farm league, and they'll find me.
Right. I mean, every one of these entrepreneurs has really paid their dues. One of them, Allie Lesser, she developed the adjustable clothing wear for children, Cozy Bug, and she went on.
Yes, I think I remember seeing that episode.
Yeah, she went on to secure a deal with Damon John.
Yep.
She was telling me that, you know, she was very successful before she went on the show. I mean, she had sold $300,000 when she moved out here to Los Angeles. She sold $300,000 of her clothing wear online, and then she applied for the show. And what she was telling me was that for about 3 months, her life was on hold because she couldn't go anywhere. She couldn't go on vacation. She had a business to run because she had to sit by and wait for the producers to get back to her when her segment was going to be filmed.
Wow.
When she was going to be coming in. So, you know, they all pay their dues, and that's why the audition process, I believe, is so thorough and so grueling. And every one of those entrepreneurs, and this is why I call my book, titled it Conversations with Shark Tank Winners, How the Shark Tank Effect Dramatically Increased Sales, Exposure, and More for These Successful Entrepreneurs. Because when I mean successful, and what I mean by exposure, is that, you know, you pay your dues by this lengthy process, and even if you go on the show and don't secure a deal with the sharks, the amount of exposure that you get is absolutely phenomenal. It's incredible.
It is such an incredible process. We've got Ray Ibarra joining us today here on the big broadcast talking about his incredible book, Conversations with Shark Tank Winners, How the Shark Tank Effect Dramatically Increased Sales, Exposure, and More for These Social and Successful Entrepreneurs. The book features entrepreneurs from the hit ABC TV reality show and explores what entrepreneurs did to get on the show, the audition process, how the Shark Tank Effect has dramatically changed their businesses, and more. Now, let's talk about that. How has the Shark Tank Effect dramatically changed their businesses and more, aside from the here's a bunch of cash, go get this thing rolling type thing?
Aside from that, I asked all of the entrepreneurs in the interviews, what does the Shark Tank Effect mean for you and how has it changed your business? I got a lot of different answers from the entrepreneurs, but one thing that is constant is that it dramatically changed their business, whether it's exposure. Stan Lomac came in to do his bonus video section. Jim Salikas did from Cousins Maine Lobster the other day. And what they were telling me, they went on a secure deal with Barbara Corcoran. They're taking the food truck, lobster food truck business by storm here in L.A., and they opened up a beautiful restaurant in Pasadena. They were telling me that what the Shark Tank effect means for them is unlimited new opportunities since being on the show. I mean, these guys are rubbing elbows now with all sorts of A-list celebrities that are coming into their restaurant. They're being invited on all sorts of different media shows. Adam Carolla's show, they were just on the Hallmark Channel yesterday. They've gotten a pitch to do their own reality show. And that's just one example, unlimited opportunities. One of the other sharks was telling me that what it has done for them is that it has dramatically increased awareness for their brand. And how big is that? If you're a brand is in the minds of so many people, how much of an advantage do you have? And it just goes on and on and on. And this is what's really cool about the entrepreneurs, James, that I selected for this first version of the book. I guarantee that you probably won't relate to all of them, but I do guarantee that there's going to be a few of them that you're going to listen to their interviews. You're going to watch their bonus video interviews, some of them that I chose for that section of the book, and you're going to absolutely 110% relate to them and say, hey, that's my story. That's what I'm going through. Whether you're young entrepreneurs like Sabin and Jim from Cousins Maine Lobsters, or your grandmothers like Bev Vines Haynes and Charlotte Clary, who produced and developed the Ice Chips candy line, they're grandmothers to 38 grandchildren. And they are absolutely just taking the world of candy by storm. So there's something for everybody in this book, and that's what I think is truly fascinating about interviewing and about producing this project.
It's an amazing thing. We've got Ray Ibarra joining us today. Conversations with Shark Tank winners, how the Shark Tank effect dramatically increased sales, exposure, and more for these successful entrepreneurs. The book features entrepreneurs from the hit ABC TV reality show. Now, talk to me a little bit here about this YouTube series, this video series, all the different stuff that you did, because you just didn't just write the book. You had a whole bunch of other stuff here. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, thanks for asking that, because, you know, basically I'm not a writer. I had to play off of my strengths. I kept telling myself, what do you do best, Ray? What is it that you are really, really great at? And, of course, it's interviewing. That's my passion. And so I had to base the whole project around new media, MP3, audio downloads, interviews, and video interviews that people can watch or download. And so what I decided to do is I love YouTube. That's my channel. And so I started my phase two of this project, which is the media tour. And so I'm creating a lot of videos from snippets of interviews and the project on an ongoing basis. And I'm blasting those through social media. So a lot of the videos that you see are videos that we did in PAX, the PAX Stereo TV studios. I'm working with two great gentlemen that are really, really helping me out with this project in studio, Victor Allen and Mario Hemsley, and it's PAX Stereo TV. So I go in there and I just edit down little segments on there and post them just about every other day on YouTube and blast them through social media. And it gives everybody a glimpse into what's taking place as this project is being produced and developed. And I've gotten a lot of great responses from that. Matter of fact, a dear friend of mine that she was, this is a true story. She emailed me the other day and she said, she's a musician and she decided to try out wanted to buy the Chord Buddy from Travis Perry. He's part of the project that I'm interviewing as well. And she Googled the Chord Buddy and she went on and she played one of the interviews, And at the end of the interview, the video interview on YouTube, my picture came up at the end, and she was telling me, what the heck, this is Ray. I didn't know it was him. And then she realized that it was me, it was my interview, and she found out about the book project of that. So I thought that was very exciting, because that's exactly why I do this, to give people an advance notice and a real-time activity of what's going on with the project. And YouTube is very, very good for that, and I just blast it all through social media. So it keeps people abreast. And one other thing here, James, is that your listeners can go to my Facebook page, which is Conversations with Shark Tank Winners. You just go ahead and like the page, and you'll be entered automatically to win a free copy of the multimedia book.
Good stuff. We've got Ray Ibarra joining us today. Conversations with the Shark Tank Winners is the topic. It's the book. Talk to me a little bit. We've got 10 minutes or less left to go in the show. Talk to me about what you're doing yourself, aside from the book, to reach out and market your whole thing that you do, and how it relates to the book and everything. Talk to me about it, my friend.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm on this great show with you, man. I'm really having a great time, and I'm having a blast on this media tour, because, you know, being used to being the one in the driver's seat interviewing a lot of my guests throughout the years, it's really a blast to be on the other end being asked questions about your project, about my project. And I'm just absolutely loving it, because I'm finding out a lot about a lot of great shows like yours, James, and finding out that a lot of my colleagues are doing some great programming. And that's exciting to me. It's a full-out inbound social media marketing and traditional marketing tour that I'm producing right now. I'm promoting. I'm all over internet radio, also doing broadcast radio shows. I'm looking to get on local television, news television here in Los Angeles, along with blogs and traditional newspapers. So it's an all-out assault of inbound and push marketing. And so, of course includes internet audio interviews, and of course YouTube videos. So I'm doing everything to promote this book. I'm having so much fun doing it. It's just a joy, and you know, I can't wait to see what the results are going to be. With all indication so far, it's going to be just fantastic, because one of the other things that I have here is two special, very, very special big time guests, and one of them I spoke to the other day, I won't say who it is yet, but he's from one of the other big reality shows on ABC, The Secret Millionaire, and he's going to be contributing to this book, and I'm extremely, extremely excited to have him write a preface to the book. And there's another celebrity that I'm getting from that I won't name yet, but we're working on that. So it is an all-out assault, and I'm having a blast doing it.
We've got Ray Ibarra joining us today here on the big broadcast. You can get more information on him at newmediaradiohour.com. And talk to me about what you do when you're not doing when you're not promoting this book, and when you're not involved with this book. What do you do outside? What's some of your other projects, radio, TV, and otherwise?
Well, I'm producing the New Media Radio Hour television show in PAX Stereo TV. It's a online live streaming television show that features different guests, different entrepreneurs. I'm here in LA, so I have a choice of a lot of people that I can choose from, and it explores people from all walks of life, whether they're celebrities, fitness experts, entrepreneurs. It all talks about how they're marketing their business, how they're doing their business. And I'm very, very excited about the show. We just started it here early in the year, and I've been booking guests for that. I really enjoy producing programming in the studio. It's a very social media-friendly studio and mobile-friendly studio, state-of-the-art. And so I'm very happy with that. I've been meeting a lot of great people. And I also, James, have I'm looking at other projects through this publishing multimedia publishing empire that I want to produce from different topics, whether it's sports, entrepreneur, entertainment, whatever it is. I'm looking forward down the line to creating a whole series of multimedia books in different categories, and I've really hit my stride with that, so I'm very excited about that.
We've got Ray Ibarra joining us today here on the big broadcast, talking about Shark Tank, also talking about his incredible multimedia platform that he's got going out there. Talk to me about what you've some of the major struggles and obstacles that you've had doing all your different things with the new Media Radio Hour and all the different things you're doing.
Oh, that's a great question. I'm glad that you asked that, because there has definitely been one major struggle that has definitely affected my life, and that has been my health. About 8-9 years ago, I was diagnosed with severe rheumatoid arthritis. It runs very, very heavy on my mom's side of the family, and it turned my world upside down. I mean, I was a guy, James, that was in the martial arts, boxing, weight training, you know, running, jump roping, and it all came to an abrupt end because it severely affected me, where I couldn't even, the pain was so bad in my joints and my hands, and were just so swollen I couldn't even use my hands. It was terrible. And then I went through massive chemotherapy drugs to get the swelling down. I had to be inside because all of the drugs would lower my immune system. And it just turned my life upside down. The one thing I didn't do, though, I never stopped my projects and my visions. I would come down to the office, and I would work on them for as long as I could. And when I felt sick and tired, I would just go upstairs and sleep and then repeat the process again. But it's been a long journey. It's been a very painful and long journey. I'm making my way back slowly, but it has been just turned my world upside down, health-wise, emotionally, and financially. It just drained me financially. It was very, very difficult. So that's been the major obstacle when I started this project. It's been very, very difficult, but I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel here.
Amazing stuff. We've got a tremendous guest this today. Ray Ibarra joins us, and you can get more information at newmediaradiohour.com. He has this incredible book, Conversations with the Shark Tank Winners. Before we let you go, I want to get one more story out of you about this book. Who was the most difficult person to track down? Because I know that there was probably, you probably had a list of people you wanted to talk to. And there were some of them that were just tougher to get a hold of than the president.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, right off the bat, I can tell you who it is. And they're going to be actually my last interview for this book. And I stretched out the date to the last minute for them. And that's Billy Blanks Jr. and his wife, Sharon.
Shocking.
They travel around the world. And they initially wanted to do the interview in December. I started the bonus video interviews on, unfortunately, the day that the Newtown shootings happened, and they have young kids and they wanted to stay home with their kids. They wanted to protect them, and I certainly understood that. And then they went away on a dance tour around the world, and they just got back. So, they were very, very difficult to track down. But they're very supportive. They're very excited. They really wanted to be on included in the project, so I held out for them. Jim Salikas was another one. I just got Jim, one half of Cousins Maine Lobster. He just came in last week and filmed his QA bonus section. And it took me a while to get him because he's the guy that travels all over the place for Cousins Maine Lobster. So he was also difficult, but I finally got him.
Well, it's an amazing process. We've got Ray Ibarra joining us today. Before we let you go, my friend, plug the websites, because I want people to go pick this book up, and I also want people to check out what you're doing, because you're doing some amazing stuff.
Yeah, the website is in, I'm in phase two of the project, which is my book promo tour and also finishing the editing down of the book. So the best way to find out what's going on right now is go to my youtube.com/newmediaradiohour channel and also my Facebook page, Conversations with Shark Tank Winners. I'm posting on there all the time for updates and what's going on. And the website is going to be in production here shortly. Just keep checking back on both YouTube and Facebook pages. It's Shark Tank Effect, that's with an E, sharktankeffect.com, and that's coming soon.
Amazing stuff, my friend. Well, thanks for doing this, and we will talk to you soon. I would love to chat with you doing some collaboration stuff. You're a real smart guy. I would love to chat with you more. We'll do that, of course, off air, but thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you soon, Ray.
Hey, James, it's been a pleasure, and congratulations on your award there. That's much deserved.
Definitely, definitely. Well, we've worked real hard over at BGE, and I often joke with our program director, Kalithia Jenkins, that she's like Pam Grier from the 1970s. She's working hard. Well, thank you, Ram. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, man. Thanks.
Appreciate it. We will talk to you next week. Here on BGE Presents, here on blogtalkradio.com.